Now, let's talk about the CCES and IOC. Now, I'm a competitive athlete. I compete as a natural bodybuilder and also as a hammer thrower in track and field. And both of my sports demand very strict standards of compliance. And I'm aware of the banned substances list. And we use WADA, the standard that you're talking about, the World Anti-Doping Standard or Code. Now, when I go to the CCES website or the IOC, and I love supplements. I use them, and I have enormous faith, and I derive enormous benefit from them. Mm-hmm. After reviewing and reading the information on those two sites, I'm left with a very bitter sense that they are very disagreeable and actually not encouraging athletes to use them. I mean, you've read the stuff that they have on the sites.
Right.
Do you agree with their position, and do you think that what you're doing could help change their position?
Okay. Actually, I've seen a change since the first World Anti-Doping Committee meeting that I went to in Montreal about 2 years ago, maybe two and a half now, where the stance was no supplements, to a recognition that, yes, athletes do take supplements, and we need to search out a solution. Now, from CCES's standpoint, they've already arrived at that, and they've already chosen a solution. They don't condone the use of supplements, but they do say if your coach or trainer or healthcare professional is recommending that you use supplements as an athlete, you still have strict liability. You are responsible for what you put in your body. But if one of your coaches or healthcare providers has recommended the use of supplements for some particular need that you might have, then what they're saying is we realize there could be a risk in taking supplements in that you could inadvertently get a banned substance. So the solution that CCES chose was to partner with NSF and to utilize the NSF program and guide athletes, if they're going to take a supplement, make sure it's NSF certified. And that, so there is a recognition that, yes, athletes take supplements. Strict liability still reigns. However, you know, you can minimize your risk by choosing only the supplements that are NSF certified.
Now, at the recent CHFA Expo East in Toronto,